Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. It's Congressman David Young joining us from his offices in Washington, D.C. Congressman, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, James. Nice to hear your voice.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Weather's pretty nice here. How about in D.C.?
Oh, gloomy as ever, but I focus. Thanks for giving me a heads up about how nice and beautiful it is at home.
Well, I didn't know if would you talk gloomy if you're talking weather or just the atmosphere there in Washington, D.C. It's kind of always that way. But let's talk about a few issues that are pressing on a lot of folks' minds these days. One of those early issues, trade and tariffs have been an awful big thing that folks have been following. There's been some activity all of a sudden here in the last, 24 hours or so, talking about an aid package for farmers who might be damaged by the tariffs and some different issues now. Is all the tough talk, has that kind of got people spooked back here?
Well, you know, farmers want markets. Producers, you know, they need certainty and permanence with trading partners. And there's no doubt that China has been a bad actor and that we need to work to set them straight and get better trade deals. You know, this aid package that the president announced, this is just kind of the cards that agriculture has been dealt with right now. And, you know, farmers want markets. Farmers want to trade. They're not necessarily looking for this type of aid. And so the president, by doing this, you know, is basically admitting that the tariffs scheme and what's been happening right now in trade, it's having some negative repercussions. And we need to make sure that the president has some allies at his side when it comes to dealing with this, when it comes to China. We need to isolate China. And it shouldn't be the other way around. We shouldn't be isolating ourselves. So we need to hold China accountable. But we need to, you know, land this plane as soon as possible, quickly and carefully, and get agriculture on the right track where it needs to be in terms of having markets and permanence and getting the best crops and grains and our livestock all around the world.
Well, I think a lot of folks understand what the president is trying to accomplish with the tariff battles, but and that's a longer-term strategy. But the reality is we're right here in the middle of what's turned out to be a pretty good growing season for the most part, and so folks are kind of looking more toward the short term.
Yeah, so this is a short-term fix. It's not a situation that you know, farmers particularly want to be in. They want to have that certainty, that permanence there, and just be you know, taking their grains into market. Or livestock to market as well, and just have that certainty of trading partners and not have these tariffs hanging over our heads. Now, no doubt China, like I said before, has been bad. They've been reckless. They've been manipulating not just United States but other parts of the world as well, other countries. And we've had many presidents talk about getting tough on China, and few have, if any, until President Trump came along. So we shouldn't be surprised at what President Trump is trying to do. We just need to make sure that the president stays focused, not just at the tariffs, which I hope can be relieved sooner rather than later. But what's the strategy? What's the objective in the end? Is it you know, bringing that trade deficit in and not so deep as it has been and wide? Is it making sure China complies with the World Trade Organization? Is it making sure that China is held accountable for their thievery in a lot of ways with intellectual property? And so, you know, we're pressing the administration to stay focused, find some clear objectives, and we need certainty with markets. Markets are so easy to lose and so hard to gain sometimes. Sometimes it takes decades.
Well, sure. Losing a growing season can lose farms in some respects. Some folks operate at pretty thin margins out on the in the rural areas. Is there a way to handicap this at all? Do you have the crystal ball? Is this going to last a long time, or is there an end in sight?
Well, it could last a long time. I think a few things that could shorten it would be to make sure that the president isolates China with some other countries, getting the NAFTA agreement put to bed as soon as possible, and I think that'll happen this summer with Canada and Mexico. And also, I think it's important that the president sits down with China's head of the country, President Xi, and they sit down and have a discussion. Otherwise, this could go on for a while. And we've got the best products in the world. We just need markets.
Absolutely. Let's talk Farm Bill just a little bit. We've already seen one go down. There's another one that's in conference committee right now. What do you see as its prospects?
Well, we need to get this done sooner rather than later for a few reasons. One, it expires at the end of September 30th. And two, with what's going on with trade and agriculture right now, that uncertainty, getting the farm bill done in a timely manner would bring some relief in terms of just knowing that the farm bill is done, what those farm programs are, and how farmers and producers can go forward and prepare for the next 7 years. Because, you know, farm bills expire every 5 to 7 years. We got it done in the House. We didn't get it done on the first try. I did vote for it, and then I voted for it on the second turn as well, and we got it passed in the House. The Senate has passed their bill as well, and so now they're in a conference committee reconciling the differences between the two bills. And so I think it's important, especially as we head into the August work period, that, you know, staff and members of that conference committee are reconciling through a lot of the low-level fruit and easier issues to reconcile. And if there are some tougher ones, we need to get those done really, really early in September.
Well, and it seems as though the two senators here from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, Joni Ernst, have been front and center on this, too, and really kind of pushing some proposals and trying to make this go a little quicker.
Yeah, I think it's important for folks to realize that with our congressional delegation, we have our members pretty strategically placed on committees. And so it's great to have Senator Ernst and Senator Grassley on the Agriculture Committee in the Senate. We have Congressman King on the House Agriculture Committee in the House. I'm on the Appropriations Committee and on the Agriculture Subcommittee, which does the funding for farm programs. And so we've got a pretty good delegation, I think, spread out and making sure that we're looking at Iowa's interests and that they're at the front of the line.
Excellent. Let's change direction just a little bit. Judge Brett Kavanaugh, the pick. What's your take on Judge Kavanaugh becoming Justice Kavanaugh?
Well, from what I've seen and heard, he's highly qualified. You know, he was even a staffer and a clerk at one time for the justice that is retiring, Justice Kennedy. So he certainly knows the intricacies of the court. Then he held some positions as the judge at some other courts as well. And so, you know, this is a Senate play. You know, the House doesn't vote on judicial nominations. And I'm just glad that we have Senator Grassley again talking about strategically placing Iowans where they need to be as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And when I'm, you know, looking at a nominee and a Supreme Court justice, I want somebody who is interpreting the Constitution as the framers had it in mind when they wrote it, doesn't put in personal opinions and try to make law, appreciates precedent, and just realizes that the Constitution is, you know, firm and it's bedrock and it's not something that's changing and malleable and blows wherever the polls and the culture goes at any given time, that it's almost like it's made in stone.
Change topic again here real quick with you, Congressman. There's been a lot of talk here lately, some by candidates who are running for office now, some by a few members of Congress, to do something with ICE, perhaps even eliminating that particular department. Do you have a feeling on that at all, where that might go? Is this just anger right now and it'll all boil over at some time? How do you see this?
Well, I pray it goes nowhere. I mean, there are people out there, a lot of them call themselves progressives, this progressive movement, where they want to abolish immigration and customs enforcement. You know, these are the folks that are helping enforce our immigration laws, especially those who are coming across the border illegally. We need to have borders. We are a sovereign country. We respect the borders and sovereignty of other countries. We have to certainly respect our own borders and the rule of law. Now, we're a compassionate nation. You know, we appreciate immigration, but in a legal sense, for those coming over in a legal way. But we just cannot have open borders, and who knows who could be coming over at any given time. We've seen elements of terrorism where terrorists are trying to get across the border. Who knows what they could be bringing across? Anybody who's, if there's open borders, drugs, human trafficking. I think it's asinine to think that we would get rid of ICE and have a catch and release system in this country and really abolish our borders. We had a vote last week in support of ICE. It did pass, but a lot of people on the other side of the aisle, and I voted for it to highlight the importance of ICE. A lot of people on the other side of the aisle, unfortunately, could not come to vote yes to show that appreciation for ICE.
Well, it's no different than our active military. It would seem to be a little bit difficult sometimes to feel good about doing a job that you're sworn to do when it feels like folks aren't supportive.
You're very, very correct there. I mean, just think of the situations that come across our border that folks in ICE face every day, the uncertainty, the danger. Unfortunately, we've lost, you know, border security and ICE officials because of some of the elements that have been coming or trying to come over our border. Those folks are aim every day is to keep America safe.
Congressman, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you back here in the district soon.
Hey, I hope to see you at the Cass County Fair.